This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, the Shem Havaya, Daf Chaf Vav. Okay, the Mishnah said and brought Machlikes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Let's say you saw a bunch of people eating figs, and you say, you're usher to the figs. Turns out, one of the people was your father or your brother. There were other people as well. So Beis Shammai says, your father and your brother are mutter, and the other guys are usher, because you never meant to usher your father and your brother. Beis Shammai presumably does not subscribe to neder, shabata, batla miktsasa, batla kula. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says, elu ve'elu mutaren. Everyone is mutter. The Gemara brought the machlokes about somebody who assered eating a certain amount of time and didn't realize that you can't do that because you have to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And do we say the whole neder is mutter? So at first they wanted to say all the days are usur except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Rabbi Kiva came and said, neder shabata miktsasai or shahuter miktsasai hutar kulai. So we're going to have a machlekes Rabba and Rava. Rabba we learned already. Rava we're going to learn tonight. What did Rabba say? Rabba said, everybody agrees that if your original neder was, I aser all of you. And then you say, if I would have known my father was among you, I would have said, I aser all of you except for my father. They're all aser and the father is mutter. And nobody holds of neder shabbat la miktsasa bat la kula, because in that case, all that happened was you mistakenly thought your father was there, and it turned out he wasn't there. But you would not have in any way tweaked the language of the neder. You still would have said kulchem. Everyone, even Beis Hillel, would say neder shabbat la miktsasa loy bat la kula. You know when they argue? According to Rabbah, they only argue, the only time anybody ever says neder shabbat la miktsasa shahuter miktsasa hutar kula is if you say, if I would have known my father was there, I would have tweaked the lashon of the neder instead of saying kulchem, which momentarily would have indicated that I'm answering my father, I would have said you and you and not my father, because I wouldn't have even wanted there to be a mashmois for even a short amount of time that I'm including my father. So according to Rabba, no, Beis Shammai never holds of neder shahuter miktsasa hutar kula, and Beis Hillel says we only say it with the additional factor that you would have tweaked the original language of the neder. Now we're going to see Rava's opinion. Rava's opinion is that in many cases, everyone agrees, neder shahuter miktsasa hutar kula. If you say you would have tweaked the language of the neder, everyone says neder shahuter miktsasa hutar kula. They only argue as if you would have preserved and maintained the lashon of the neder. V'Rava Amar, Rava says, the kulei alma, everyone holds, kol hecha d'amar, anytime you say, ilu hayisi idea, if I would have known sha'aba b'necham, that my father is among you, hayisi omer, I would have said, pleni pleni asurin, I would never have said kolchem, I would have said, you and you are asur, va'aba mutter, and my father is mutter, kula mutarm. In such a case, everyone is mutter, because if you would have tweaked the original fundamental neder, even Beis Shammai would subscribe to neder shoter miktsasai hoter kulai. Lainechleku, they only argue, ela ba'oimer, only about someone who says, ilu hayisi yoidea, if I would have known, sha'aba b'nechem, hayisi oimer kulchem asurin, I would have said, you're all asur chutz me'aba. You know when they argue? If you wouldn't have tweaked the lashon of the neder. Beis Shammai savri la, Beis Shammai holds, k'rav meir, like Rav Meir, the Amar tafas lashon rishon. Beis Shammai holds like Rav Meir, who says, grab the first lashon. Meaning, if you would have tweaked the language, everybody says, neder shohuter miktsasa hoter kula, even Beis Shammai. You know when they argue? If you say, I would have said you're all usher except for my father. So Beishamai Savri La Krameir, Beishamai holds like Krameir, the Amar who says, Tafais Lashon Rishon, grab his first Lashon. And the first thing he said was, I would have said Kolchem. And Kolchem is not a change at all from what you said originally. You said originally Kolchem, and you say you would have said Kolchem. So what do you mean, Neder Shota Mekzasa Hutter Kula? You wouldn't have tweaked anything. And Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel holds Savri like Rabbi Yossi. Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar who says Begmar Devarav Adam Nispas. The main focus is on your second words. Your second words are Chutz Me'aba. And if the focus is on your second words, that does constitute a change from what you said originally. Now, we're going to see the original machlokes between Rab Meir and Rab Yossi is in a very interesting case of Temura. We know that if you have a cow, we'll call her Elsie, and she was an Oila, and then you have another cow, we're going to call her Cow, and she was a regular cow. You had designated her for Flanken, for the Cholent. She was Chulen. And then you say, Zu Temura Zu, you want to exchange the Kedusha from animal A to animal B. Number one, you violate a lav. You're not allowed to do Temura. You're not allowed to exchange the Kedusha one animal to another. And number two, the Kedusha of the first animal goes to the second animal, but the Kedusha remains with the first animal. They're both holy, okay? Now, what if the animal was holy and animal one was holy? And now you say that the second animal should be an oila, should be a shlamim. You say both. So Rav Meir says, no, we just follow the first thing you say. Beis Hillel says, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yossi says, no, we're going to follow, so to speak, the second thing as well. As well. And that we're applying the machloikes of Temura between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi to this machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as well. In other words, if you say that I would have tweaked my words from Kulchem to Zebazeh, even Beis Shammai says, Neder Shotem Ektsasa Hoter Kula. When do they argue? If you would not have tweaked your words, you would have said Kulchem. Let us see. That means the basic difference between Rava and Rabba is in the world of Rabba, Beis Shammai never holds of Neder Shoter Mekzasa Hoter Kula. Rava, on the other hand, in the world of Rabba, Beis Shammai never subscribes to it. Beis Hillel only subscribes to it if you would have tweaked your words. In the world of Rava, everyone subscribes to it. If you would have tweaked your words, everyone holds Neder Shoter Mekzasa Hoter Kula. They only argue in a case where you retain that you would have said Kolchem, and they argue about a side point, and that is, do we follow your first words or do we follow your second words? Let us see the holy Rabbeinu Nissim. V'rava amar hakol moedim ba'omar ilu ha'yisi yadea sha'aba b'neichem ha'yisi omar ploini uploini asurin v'aba mutar kulan mutarin. Then, kolomar de'ika tarti. In this case, there are two issues. Number one, you made a mistake about your father. Number two, you would not have said Kulchem. Udakidu Parishna, like the Ran explained earlier, that when there are two factors, number one, you made a mistake about your father. Number two, you would not have said Kulchem. The Srile Lurava, the Beishami Nami Moidu, the Chalhecha, the Shaykh Lamemar, Hotem Gitsosoi Hotar Nami Kula. Lenechliku Alabaimer, Ilu Hayisi Idea, Sha'aba Benechem. They only argue if the guy says, if I would have known my father is among you, Hayisi Aimer Kulchem Asuran, Chutzmin Abba. Beishamai Sabri La Kramayer, the Amar Tafos Lashon Rishon. Beishamai holds like Rameir, who says, grab the first Lashon. The Sphirole Larava, Rava holds Pluktayu, the Machloikis is Bemaimid Lashon Harishon. About whether we uphold his first words. V'tamayo de Beishamai. Bishim de Savri lak Rameir. Rameir holds in Temura. Gabe hareza Temuras oila. The chaz of amar harezu tmura shlamim. Let's say you say animal B is a tmura of an oila. Then you say it's a tmura of a shlamim. Tafis lashon rishon. Rav Meir holds we follow the first lashon. Varehi tmuras oila. It has the din of a tmura. So oila in but shlamim klal. It does not have the status of a shlamim at all. Rav Yosi svirale darezu tmura shlamim. Rav Yosi says you're a tmura shlamim. Shabigmar Dvarav Adam Nispas. A person is held accountable for his final words. Beishame Sabilak Ramir. Beishame Hosek Ramir. The Amr Tafas Lashon Rishon. That we focus on the first thing that you say. Hilkach, therefore, Kivan de Bechilas Dvarav. Since originally, Dahainu Kulchem Asurim. Your first words that you say you would have said is Kulchem. Harehin Kamish Amram Batchil. That's exactly what we said in the beginning. Afalpi Shabigmar Dvarav. Even though the way you finish off, that you would have said Shomer Chutz Min Abba, even though those words Mashvi Tos B'Dvar V'Rishaynam are casting an error in your first words, like Kapdinam Bahachi, we are not makbid on this. The Iker Diburay Shal Adam Hu Tchilas Dvarav. The Iker Dibur of a person are his first words. The Chihechi the Hasam, just like over there, Kisha Dibray Harishain. When you said your first words, Soisar Dvaray Ha'achrin, it contradicts your last words. We don't pay attention to the Shlamim. Ein Choshishin Laman De Amar B'Soif. We don't pay attention to what you said in the end. Klal, Dahainu Tmura Shlamim. Just like by Tmura, we don't pay attention to your second words when you say Harezu Tmuras Shlamim. We ignore that. Hachanami, here also, Sha'af Shedibray Ha'achrin. Achrayin, even though your last words, Dahainu Chutz Min Abba, the words that you say in the end, Chutz Min Abba, that contradicts what you said in the beginning. Kayam. Now, by the way, we're going to utilize the words Chutz Min Abba. They're Kayam Lefi She'enoi Soysa Dvar Arishayin. They don't contradict your first words. Ela Mevar, it's explaining it. In other words, what the Ran is saying is that in the world of Beis Shammai, and the way it's applicable to Rava is that Beis Shammai holds, we're going to follow your first words. Originally you said Kolchem. Now you say, I would have said Kolchem Chutz Min Abba. We focus on you, I would have said Kolchem. That's not a stira to what you said originally. I, the second words of, except for my father, is a stira to what you said originally. We're not focusing on that so much. The Iker focus is on Kolchem. We are not going to ignore what you said, Chutz Mei Abba. And the reason we're not going to ignore it, we do ignore when you say Tmuras Shlamim. If you first say Tmuras Oila and then you say Tmuras Shlamim, we will ignore Tmuras Shlamim. That's because Tmuras Shlamim is a complete contradiction to Tmuras Oila. But when you say, I would have said Kolchem, Chutz, Mei, Abba, so we're going to focus more on Kolchem, but we're not going to throw out Chutz, Mei, Abba, because the words Chutz, Mei, Abba are not contradicting the Kolchem, it's explaining it. V'kivan, and since, Shetchilas, one second, Elamavar. It's not soyser your first words. It's mevayer. It mekomakam kiven desvirlan. Since we hold the besoyserin zeh, when they contradict, let's say by the tmura toifsin lashon rishon, we focus on the first words. So since by karbanos, when they contradict, we focus on what you said first. B'she'ein soyserin when they don't contradict, gam kein oisin ikur mitchilas diburai. We also make the focus on the first thing you said. V'kivan shetchilas diburay maskim emash amar betchilas another. Since the first words that you said, namely kolchem, agrees with what you said originally. Miskayim legabe ho'acherim. It will stand regarding everyone else except for your father. We don't have hoter miksase because we're going to give the emphasis and the focus on what you said first. The aviv la'olam lo yahaya b'chach ha'neder. It's not hoter miksase because your father was not part of the neder at all. And what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel holds the focus is on what you said last. The second thing you said, Beis Hillel Sarvi La Krav Yoisi Da Amar, Techshasoisrin Dvarav Zaza, when you contradict yourself, Holchin Achar Gemar Dvarav. We also follow what you said last. Vachanami, when you said, I would have said Kolchem Chutzmei Abba, we're going to give significance to the second thing you said, Chutzmei Abba, and Chutzmei Abba is a stira to what you said, Kolchem Vachanami, Kishain Soisrin, when they don't contradict, Sheish Lasus Iker Migmar Dvarav, we're going to make a focus on your second words. Dahainu Masha Amar Chutzmen Abba, Venimta Sheyesh Beneder Tos, there's a toss in the nether, and therefore, Bato Mitzase Bato Kulay. In the world of Rabbah, Beis Shammai does not subscribe to Neder Shoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. If you say, I would have said Kolcham, everyone says the nether stands, except for the father. If you say, I would have tweaked it, Beis Shammai does not subscribe to Hutter Mitzas Hutter Kulay, Beis Hillel does. In the world of Rava, if you say you would have tweaked it, even Beis Shammai subscribes to Hutter Mitzas Hutter Kulay. The Machlokes is, if you say Kolcham, Chutzmei Abba, and the reason why Beis Shammai does not utilize Hutter Mitzas Hutter Kulay there is because it's not Hoter Mekzalsai, because the focus is on the first thing you said. The first thing you said is Kolchem. Beis Hillel says we also focus on the second thing you said. The second thing you said is Chutzmei Abba. So now we're going to quote another Mishnah, and we're going to see that it could fit into Rabbah, because Rabbah is of the opinion that only Beis Hillel subscribes to Hoter Mekzalsai, Hoter Kulay. But it's not going to fit well into Rava, because Rava says everyone subscribes to Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. So even though, had we not offered that tefillah for Siyat Hashmaya, this Gemara would have been not only hard, impossible. Now, Hashem answered tefillah, it's actually easy. It's easy, right? It's clear. With the Ran. The Ran is beautiful. The Ran explains everything very beautifully. Be'ezras Hashem. Eisvei. Rav Papa la Rava. Rav Papa asked Rava, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva Neder Shoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. This is a Mishnah later on Daf Samach Vav. There's a lot of discussion here. Is it a Mishnah or is it a Braisa? But it's a Mishnah. How does Rabbi Akiva say Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay? Now, if we say Rabbi Akiva, that seems to be like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Koinam she'ini nena l'kolcham. If a guy says, I aser all of you, hutter echad mehem, if one of them became mutter because one of them was the father, hutru kulam. So that's the case, hutter mekzase, hutter kulay. She'ini nene loy lezeh v'loy lezeh. I'm not going to get not for this one and not for this one. Hutter harishayin hutru kulam. One of them is mutter, they're all mutter. Now, hutter ha'achroin, the last one became mutter. In other words, if the first one was the father, they're all mutter. If you say, again, if you say I'm not getting hana from everyone and one of them became mutter, they're all mutter. I'm not going to get hana not from this one and not from that one. If the first one became mutter, they're all mutter. If the last one became mutter, hutter achren, ha achren mutter v'kula nasuren. The last one became mutter, the last one was the father, the last one's mutter, they're all asar. So basically this Mishnah has three cases. We'll call it A, B, and C. Case A, we say Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. The case there is where you said Kulcham. Case B, you said Laza O Laza. We say Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. Case A and B, we say Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. Case C, we do not say Hoter Mitzase Hoter Kulay. Now, the thing about case B and case C is there's a factor that's mentioned that in case B, if the first one is mutter, everyone's mutter. In case C, if the last one is mutter, they're not all mutter. Right now, the Gemara is not giving any significance to the fact that in case B, it says if the first one is mutter, they're all mutter. The same thing would be if the last one was mutter, they would all be mutter. And in case C, we're not giving significance to the fact that we say if the last one is mutter, they're all usher. It's even if one of the first ones were mutter, that would be only that one would be mutter and they would all be usher. So basically in case A and B we say yes, hoter miksasa hoter kula according to Rabbi Kiva, and in case C we do not. Now, in the world of Rabbah, here's the thing. This seems to be going like Rabbi Akiva, who's the one who subscribes to Hoter Miksasa Hoter Kula. And it's saying sometimes it applies, sometimes it doesn't apply. So off the bat, that's fine in Rabbah. The cases where it applies, we'll say, where he says he would have tweaked what he said originally. If he said Kolchem, he would have said, if I would have known, I would have said, Lazeh Ulazeh. This way, I wouldn't have given any mashmois even for a moment that my father was included. Likewise, he could flip it the other way. Listen carefully. If he originally said, Lazeh Ulazeh, he would have he said, well, that, if I would have known my father was there, I wouldn't have said, Lazeh Ulazeh, because it took me a long time till I got around to say, and my father's mutter, I would have just said snappily, everyone's else except for dad. So in the cases that we say, Rabbah would interpret it, that he says, you know why? Because had I known my father was there, I would have tweaked the way I said it. So now, not only was it a toss, but he even says he would have changed the way he would have said it. The last case where we don't say Hotem Gsasa Tekula is where he doesn't say that he would have tweaked his Lashon. But in the world of Rava, we always say Hotem Gsasa Hoter Kulay in Rabbi Akiva. Yeah? Elamai, so what's the case? What are these three cases? Why would there be a case where we don't say Hotem Gsasa Hoter Kulay? In the world of Rabbi Akiva, we always say Hotem Gsasai, even if he would have preserved what he said originally. Actually, if he would have tweaked it, even Beis Shammai would say we say Hotem Gsasai Hoter Kulay. So now all we have to do is read it inside. Says the Gemara, Bishlama L'Rabba, Bishlama according to Rabba, Mukumla L'Resha. He would explain the Resha. The Resha is case 1A and case B. To Amar L'Zeh U'L'Zeh. Where he says, I would have said this one and that one. And what's the case of the Seifa? The Seifa is, I guess, case B. Resha is case A. We'll see. Case A and probably, and I believe case B as well. The Resha is where he said, one more time, Bishlam la Rabba Mukim la Resha da Amar Lazel Lazel. I would have said Lazel Lazel. That's what I would have tweaked the Lashon. Or in case B, I think it's the opposite. He said Lazel Lazel and he would have said Kolchem. And what about the case of the Seifa? The Seifa is, I wouldn't have tweaked it. I wouldn't have tweaked it. V'seifa da'amar l'kulchem. Ela l'didach, according to you, Rava, bishlam ha-resha, where we say, hoter miksasai hoter kula, da'amar l'kulchem. It's where you would have said kulchem. So in l'kulchem, where you would have kept what you're saying, so then we understand why only Rabbi Akiva would say, we say Hoter Miksasa Hoter Kula. Because Beis Shammai would not say it in a case where you would have preserved what you said. Ela Seifa de Amar Lazel Lazel, but in the Seifa, if you would have switched to Rabbi Akiva, why would you say it's only Rabbi Akiva? Amai Pligi Rabbanan Alei. Why would anyone argue? But Amar Devei HaKol Mutar. Didn't we say, everyone would say if you would have tweaked the way you made the neder, it would be mutter. Let's see the Ran inside. Eisvei, Rav Papa l'Rava, Bish, Lama l'Rabba, everything is hunky-dory according to Rabba, Muki la l'Reisha, he would establish the Reisha, the Amar, l'Zeh u'l'Zeh, the Seifa, the Amar, Kolchem. What does that mean? Kolaymar. Reisha, Kari, Trei, Bavi, Kamoi. The Reisha refers to case A and case B. The Seifa Karinan Bava Basraisa. The Seifa refers to case C. So the ratio is A and B. The Seifa C. Vachi Perusha. This is how you explain it. Bish Lama L'Rabba Muki Lala Trei Bavi Kamai Bimishana Devarav. Bish Lama going to Rabba. Both case A and B is where the guy says, I would have switched the way I formulated the Neder. Harishainim. Misham Debabava Kamaisa Nakat. The reason why we say lezeh lezeh is for case A, but really for case B, he's going to switch it to kulchem. But because the Baba Kamaisa nakat she'amar betchila shani nene lekulchem, since he originally said kulchem, ka'amar demukila she'amar lezeh lezeh, kalaymar dahashta she'yadeh she'avenehem, now that he knows his father's among them, oimer she'ilu haya yadeh kein metchila, if you have known originally, ha'imar lezeh lezeh. And that's why only Rabbi Akiva says Hoter Miktsasa Hoter Kula in Rabbah, because in Rabbah, Beis Shammai never subscribes to Hoter Miktsasa Hoter Kula. Mishmachi Rabbi Akiva Hoter Echameyam Hoter Kula and Kivan Deika Tarti. There are two things here. Number one, there's a mistake Lagabe the father, Tos Lagabe Av, Uvit, and a mistake in the original expression of the Neder, Vitos Beloshan Lagabe Hoachirim. In case B also, it would be the converse, where you originally said lezeh ulezeh, and then you would have switched it to kolchem. Why would you have done that? Umetziyasanami, desheini nene lezeh ulezeh. Where he said, I won't get hanah from this one and this one. B'meshanehu. It's where he would have switched. The shinoi is the opposite from the first shinoi. The bereisha in the reisha originally amar betchila lekulchem. He originally said I asar everyone, and what he would have done is he would have va'achshav hayimishana loymersh. Now he says he would have switched it. Shilo hayadeya, if he would have known, hayo oimer lezel lezeh. That's case A. He originally said kolchem. If he would have known, he would have switched it to lezeh lezeh. Uve mitziyasa mayri, in the middle case, it's talking about the amar betchila lezeh lezeh. Ve'achshav, originally he said the this one and this one. Ve'achshav mishan olem, and now he's switching and he's saying she'lo hayadeh, if he would have known, she'aba b'neichem hoya oimer kolchem chutz min abba. Ve'kamash malan, the chiddush is, that's also a hakpada. Vishinoi mikri. Why? What's the kapeda? Why would he switch it from lezeh lezeh to kolchem? The answer is the ika inshi de kapti. There are some people who are makpid. When they know their father's among the group, loymar, they would prefer to say lezeh lezeh. Kedei shaloi yehe aviyam nichla b'chal anada filo rega. Some people prefer to switch it from kolchem to lezeh lezeh because they don't want it to imply that their father is among the group even for a moment. But there are others who are makbed the opposite way. V'ika inshi dekapti ipcha. There are those who are makbed the opposite way. Loimar kolchem, they change it to kolchem when they know their father is there, kishav b'neim, and they don't want to say lezeh lezeh. Why? Lefisha misha oimer lezeh lezeh. If you say I asar Yankel and Beryl and Fivel and Genendel and not my father, it takes a long time till you get to and not my father. It takes a long time until you specify and not my father. He's going to think maybe you'll mention the father. Gamkein. So therefore, He says, now that I know my father's among them, I would have been makpid to say everyone but my father. Therefore, now that he knows his father's there, he chooses to be madder the others in a lashon of kulchem, so that it's clear originally she'ein aviv nichlal, that his father is not among them. Hukach bebaba kama de braisa. In the first case of the braisa kamash malon, the chiddush is de bimishana meklal prat. In the first case, it's teaching when he switches from kulchem to lazeh lazeh, that's a fundamental shinoi. And the chiddush of mitziyasa is that when he originally said lazeh lazeh, and he says he would have switched it to kulchem, that's also a fundamental change. Originally said lazeh lazeh. And now he says, this is also a shinoi. Now why does the braisa specify if the first one is mutter, they're all mutter? It's not only the first one, it's any of them. It's not only if the father is the first one. And what about the seifa? The seifa, duktani, hutar achrein, achrein mutter. The seifa, that the third case that says if the last one turned out to be the father, the last one is mutter v'kula nasurin. That's where the amar l'kulchem bein b'tchila bein b'soif. He said kulchem in the beginning end, or inami the amar b'tchila b'soif l'zeh l'zeh. In other words, where he doesn't say he would have switched the way he made the nether, the kivan shu mamed dvarav, since he is upholding his words, hakol echad, it's all the same, mishum hachi katani, that's why it says the hutar ha'achrein. You know what it means in KC, the last one is mutter? Kleimer ha'echad mehem. If one is mutter, ha'achrein mutter, that one is mutter v'kulan asurin. V'hashto kosak kadaitach, at this step in the Gemara feels, derishayin v'achrein lav dafka, first and last are lav davka. Ela echa mehem kamar, it's only referring to one of them. That's how Rabbah will niftily learn this Mishnah. Case one, you would have switched your words from kulchem to lazeh lazeh. Case two, you would have switched from lazeh lazeh to kulchem. Why do I need both? It's a chiddush either way, because the kulchem, some people will say, no, I really would not have wanted to say kulchem, that it should imply my father even for a moment. Others would have said, I never would have wanted to say lazeh lazeh, because you think that I'm never going to get around to saying not my father. But according to Rava, who says that if you would have switched your words, even Beis Shammai says that hoter miksas hoter kula, and if you would have kept your words, even Rabbi Akiva says hoter miksas hoter kula. In the Reisha, where we say Amar Rabbi Kiva, Neder Shadu Miksasa Hutter Kulai, what would the case be? The case would have to be Maimid, because only by Maimid, only Rabbi Akiva says Hutter Miksasa Hutter Kulai. In the Reisha, Bishlam Reisha, Amar Lekolchem. The pligi rabbanon kolaymer b'maymid and mishum hachi dafkal Rabbi Kiva hutarech mehem kulan. But according to the rabbanon, since you're being maymid dvarav, shehu maymid dvarav, hu bilvad mutar v'kulan asurin. So that's why in case A, it will be maymid, and that's why it's only according to Rabbi Akiva, hoter miksasa hoter kula. But the seifa, now what's the case of the seifa? Ela seifa kolaymer mitziyasa. The second case, ida amar lazeh lazeh, if the case is he said lazeh lazeh, meaning, what does it mean lazeh lazeh? That you originally said kolchem, and now v'achshav amar lazeh lazeh. And when the braisa says lazeh lazeh, it's not going on what he said originally. It's going on what he would switch it to. Rabbi Akiva he? Is it Rabbi Akiva? But the Mishnah, even the Rabbanan would be Maida, that if you switch your words, the halacha is that we say Hutter Miksasa Hutter Kula. Bishlam of the first case, where we say only Rabbi Akiva says Hutter Miksasa Hutter Kula, we could say where you maintained your words. But in the second case, if the case is Lazel Lazel, by the way, and we're Madchik, Lazel Lazel does not mean what we said originally, Lazel Lazel. You see, in Rabbah, when we said the Amar Lazel Lazel, Lazet u Lazet meant there. What you had said, what you said ultimately. What you said, in other words, the way the Ran learns, Reisha, the Amar Lazet u Lazet. That means, originally you said Kolchem, and now you're saying you would have said Lazel Lazel. So the same thing here. The Seifa, case two, case B, if the case is that you're switching it from Kolchem, then why would only Rabbi Akiva say Hotter Miksasa Hotter Kulei? Everyone should say Hotter Miksasa Hotter Kulei. That's the question. Bishlama the Reisha, you could say Mukimla de Amar Lukulchem, and your Maimid Devarav. And that's only Rabbi Akiva. But case two, if you said Lazeh Lazeh, meaning you switched from Kulchem, so then why is it only Rabbi Akiva? So the Ran now asks an obvious question. So just say case B is where you also were maimid, where instead of originally you said kulchem and you're saying you would have switched it to lazel lazel, just interpret it that you originally said lazel lazel and now you're saying lazel lazel. The same way the Ran learned in Rabbah, case A is you went from kulchem to lazel lazel, and case B is you went from lazel lazel to kulchem. So basically case A and B are both maimid. Why don't we say the same thing in Rava? Case A and B are both Maimid. Why don't we say case A and B are both Maimid? So the Ran says you can't say that. Bishlam and Rava, you could say case A and case B are Mishana. Because remember, there's a chiddush of either way of Mishaneh. Whether you're Mishaneh from Kolchem to Lazel Lazeh, or Lazel Lazeh to Kolchem. The chiddush is, one guy could say, oh, if I would have known it's my father, I wouldn't have wanted to say Kolchem, that it should imply that I'm including my father even for a moment. And another guy could say, I said Lazel Lazeh, but if I wouldn't know my father was there, I wouldn't have wanted to say Lazel Lazeh, because it took time for me to get around to say, but not my father. However, if in Rava, both cases are, you're saying the exact same thing. You started with Kulchem and you're ending with Kulchem. Or you started with Lazel Lazeh and you're ending Lazel Lazeh. There's no chiddush of one case over the other. It's the exact same thing. What difference does it make if you started with Kulchem and you say, I would have said Kulchem. Or you started with Lazel Lazeh and you say, you would have said Lazel Lazeh. So you can't say that. So it must be that case B is different, where you're switching. Well, if you're switching, then why would only Rabbi Akiva say Hoter Miksasa Tekulai? Wouldn't even Beis Shammai say Hoter Miksasa Hoter Kulai? So, why would the Rabbanan argue? But we said Divrei Yaakov Mutar. So tomorrow we'll have to see how Rava will answer this question. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Mamish, Kafter Vaferach. Yeah, thanks a lot, everyone. Kol tov. Be matzliach. Sure, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.